STA, has been at the Journal ever since the Hoskins days and does a very conscientious job. Anna Mae Kupferer, K-U-P-F-E-R-E-R, has been with the, now the advertising director, has been with the Journal for a very long time. And Jean Brown, J-E-A-N-B-R-O-W-N, the current assistant publisher, has been a stalwart for Lo these many years. We have had some excellent managing editors and staff members. Dave Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, in the early 1970s. Jim Kevlin, K-E-V-L-I-N, go back a minute. Dave Parker, later the editor of the Register Citizen in Torrington, was managing editor in the early 1970s. Jim Kevlin, K-E-V as in Virginia, L-I-N, now the editor of the Pottsville, P-O-T-T-S-V-I-L-L-E, Republican, comma, a daily in Pennsylvania, comma, followed later in the 1970s. And I want to pay special tribute to Dan Jacobs, J-A-C-O-B-S, Al Banfield, B-A-N-F-I-E-L-D, Jeffrey, G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y, Pounds, P-O-U-N-D-S, and Bill Sarno, S-A-R-N-O, period. All of these went on to other better paying jobs, but they gave a great deal of devotion and imagination to their jobs at the Journal. The paper really is the sum of all the people who have worked on it, and I like to think of it as a living institution into which their lives and hopes are melded with the hard work of a lot of others into a product that is vibrant and continues to reflect the daily events and aspirations of the Northwest Corner community. Here deponeth endeth. Note to Marion or whoever transcribes this, I have rambled for a long time and I'm sure there are many questions. I also am sure that I have left out a lot. Don't hesitate to call me. Perhaps we can fill in the chinks and at least clear up any misunderstandings about it. Thanks very much.